The Torah says, Lo tavashel gedi b'chelev imam. Not allowed to cook a gedi in its mother's milk. We believe it's not just a gedi, it's all animals. Beyond that, the Torah says it three times. We learn out three things from this pasuk. A, you're not allowed to get. A, you're not allowed to be mevashel it. You cannot cook it. B, you're not allowed to eat it. And C, you're not allowed to get hanah. And therefore, if I take basar and chalav and I cook it together, and then I eat it, and I sell the rest of it, I violate three different isurim. Because one is an isur bishul, one is an isur achil, one is an isur hanah. Good. Now, let's say instead of taking kosher meat that was shechted properly, I take nevela. If I cook up nevela and cheese together and then eat it, or someone else cooks it up and then I eat it, do I violate the isur of basar b'chalav? No. I only violate the isur of nevela. Shouldn't I violate both? The answer is there's a principle in halacha called ein isur chal al isur. You cannot have the isur fall on top of another isur. You cannot usur the, when you do and don't say this principle. It's a good question. But because there's an isur in nevela, you cannot make it usur b'basur b'chalav as well. And therefore, it's totally usur, but only because of nevela. What happens if I take nevela and cook it with basar b'chalav? Let's say I cook nevela meat with chalav. What's the din there? What would you expect the halacha to be? You expect it to be chayav, because there is bishul of basar b'chalav. In other words, when it comes to eating it, there is no basar b'chalav, because ein isur chal al isur. But when it comes to bishul, you cannot claim ein isur chal al isur. Why not? Because there's no isur of being mevashel nevela with. There's no about being mevashel nevela alone, pardon me. And therefore, when you're mevashel nevela with chalav, it's a problem because it's basar b'chalav that you're cooking. It's cooking basar b'chalav. Good. The Rambam in Hilchas Machalas Asuras, Perek Vav, Halacha, Perek Tef, Halacha Vav says it's usur to cook nevela along with milk like we just had anticipated. Now the question becomes, what's the din lagabe hana? The Rambam doesn't say over here, but the Perush HaMishnah, as he writes, it's mutter. Shocking, it should have been the same as basar b'chalav. The Noda B'Yehuda, in his Nekudas HaFla, in Simen Pei Zayin, in Yoredeya, writes that you can rely upon this if there's a real hefsid mum. Because he doesn't think Tosos disagrees. Other Achron think that there are Rishonim who disagree, maybe Tosfos, I don't remember. But there seems to be a machlokas over here, Rishonim, where the Nekudas HaFla in the Rambam is a shocking Nekuda, that according to the Rambam, what's the halacha if you take nevela? Can you eat it with cheese? No, because it's an Isser nevela. Can you cook it with cheese? No, because it's an Isser. But if you do bring them together, could you get Hanah from them? Much. So that's really shocking. Why should that be? According to the Rishonim, we say it's Asr, I understand. Hanah should be the same as bishul. Ella, what do you see from here? L'chora, what you see is that what? Something like that. Yeah. The svara that Sammy's alluding to is maybe you can argue that hanah of basar b'chalav and achila of basar b'chalav are so inherently linked that even if there's no achila or isra achila of nevela, still you can say ein isra chal al ha'isr. Or in other words, shockingly we say ein isra chal al ha'isr even by hanos nevela and chalav. That's really surprising. But I guess the question boils down to the chakira is whether or not the isra of basar b'chalav, the isur of achila basar b'chalav, and the isur of hanah basar b'chalav are linked or not. According to the Rambam, they are so linked that dinim carry over one from the next. It's as if hanah from basar b'chalav is a downgraded form of achila. It's like there's two types of achila. There's eating it, and then there's a downgraded form of hanah. If this is correct l'chora, you can understand another really interesting point in the Rambam. If you were the Rambam and you were counting Taryag mitzvahs, how many mitzvahs would you count? 630. How many would you count to be basar b'chalav? Three or one. The Rambam counts two. Which two? Bishul and achila. Why doesn't he count hanah? but it's a subcategory of achila. The Rambam in the Lotas says mitzvah kuf pei vav and kuf pei zayin counts bishul and achila. Kuf pei vav is bishul, kuf pei zayin is achila, and that achila the chora includes what? Hana. And therefore, the rule of Enes or Chalal Isser applies, even though there's no Isser of getting Hana from the Vela. Let me give you one more, a little quick nafkamina, just to tie things together. I'll take your question in a sec. How much Hana does one have to receive from Basra B'Chalav in order to violate the Isser Torah? What's the shir? In other words, if you get a tiny, tiny, tiny bit, so maybe there's no shear, it's like a chetzi shear. What is the shear of Hanoah that one needs in order to violate Isra Hanoah of Basra B'chol? You hear the question? Now, what would you say intuitively, yeah? Maybe. I hear this far, but I would say better. A kezias or? Okay. A kezias or a pruta? The Rambam, I would imagine, would have said that the tzlach and psach and mandaf chav beis rice it's a kezayis, or Rabbi Kiva Eger in his tshuvas, in tshuva kuf zayin writes it's a pruta. At first glance, Rabbi Kiva Eger makes more sense, but a pruta measures hana. For example, how much hana does a woman need to get if you want to be a kaddisha? A pruta. He's going to base. They say it'll be baskin like. The Shammai says more, but probably not because it's he holds hana is not the requirement most likely. But Hana is usually seen as a pruta. What's the svara for the tzlach? Why is it a kezayis? The answer is because Isser Hana of Bas B'chalv is a downgraded form of achila, and therefore it carries the halachas of achila. And therefore the shear is a shear of achila, for example, kezayis. Okay.